Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, January 21st. U.S. equities finished sharply lower this week, declining for a third consecutive week to start 2022. The S&P and NASDAQ saw their biggest weekly pullback since the start of the pandemic, falling 5.7% and 7.6% respectively. The Dow fell 4.6%, while the Russell 2000 fell 8.1%. Growth and momentum continued to lag value. Regional banks, autos, mega-cap internet, semis, home builders, apparel retailers, department stores, machinery, equipment rental, steel, airlines, and media were some of the big decliners. Video games, precious metal miners, HPC, pockets of Chinese tech, telecom, and select food names held up better than the broader market. Treasuries were narrowly mixed, with some curve flattening. The dollar index gained about 0.5%, despite some weakness on the risk-sensitive yen cross. Gold gained 0.8%, WTI crude gained 2.2%, finishing higher for the fifth straight week. The path of least resistance remained lower this week. Much of the blame remained focused on the market still coming to grips with the Fed's hawkish policy shift and the idea of a much lower Fed put. The shift, driven by concerns about more persistent inflation, initially revolved around an accelerated taper. However, it quickly intensified to include expectations for a March liftoff and 4 rate hikes this year, along with an earlier and more aggressive balance sheet runoff. While the bulk of the focus has been on monetary policy, sentiment surrounding fiscal policy, a key driver of inflated consumer balance sheets, has also started to shift. Natixis flagged what is expected to be the largest relative and absolute change in fiscal impulse of the post-World War II era this year. The negative sentiment surrounding Q4 earnings remained an overhang this week. While companies have continued to highlight a favorable demand backdrop and some pricing power, lingering supply chain and input price pressures continue to generate concerns. There were a few more disappointments out of the banking sector this week on expenses and expense guidance. Wage pressure, which B of A has highlighted as the biggest threat to consensus expectations for record margins in 2022, also remained in the headlines. Some of the other bearish talking points this week revolved around less aggressive earnings beats, dampened earnings revision momentum, a slowdown in high-frequency indicators, no signs of meaningful capitulation as equity inflows continued, and still stretched valuations. A couple of big pandemic winners came under meaningful scrutiny this week and seemed to contribute to the broader risk-off sentiment. Netflix guided Q1 subscription adds to 2.5 million, well below the 6.9 million consensus. Sell-side takeaways chalked up the weaker sub-ad guidance to several possible factors, including an outsized pandemic-driven pull forward in demand, a more back-end-weighted content slate, the U.S. price increase, and increased competition. The company also disappointed on 2022 margin guidance, largely blaming foreign exchange. Peloton plunged nearly 25% on Thursday, following a CNBC report that the company would halt production of its bikes and treadmills for 2 months due to a significant reduction in demand. It later pushed back against the report and offered better-than-feared guidance, though it did concede that it is looking to right-size production to seasonal demand curves. The market failed to get any help from a number of factors this week, including a flurry of metrics pointing to deeply oversold conditions and contrarian buy signals from depressed sentiment readings. Some strategists also highlighted historical evidence pointing to the ability of stocks to go higher with rates, Fed tightening, and inflation. More evidence that Omicron is peaking in former U.S. hotspots failed to help, as did additional commentary out of the airlines highlighting expectations for a fairly quick demand recovery. China put more traction behind its policy shift as it cut its one-year LPR by 10 basis points to 3.7% and its five-year LPR by 5 basis points to 4.6%, the first reduction in the latter in 21 months. Reuters also reported that Beijing is drafting rules to make it easier for property developers to access funds from pre-sales. Looking ahead to next week, the January FOMC meeting is widely expected to set the stage for March liftoff. UBS flagged the October 2015 statement as a potential blueprint. It noted that meeting preceded an initial hike in December of 2015, and the statement explicitly mentioned the, quote, next meeting as a possibility for a rate hike. The January statement is also expected to highlight the end of asset purchases in March, though economists do not yet expect the Fed to release a separate document outlining the principles and plans for balance sheet runoff. However, Powell is likely to face a lot of questions about quantitative tightening in his press conference, particularly with the market suffering from worries about a dampened central bank liquidity tailwind. The market will also be looking to see whether he uses words like measured or gradual to describe the tightening path, amid the recent pickup in speculation about 50 basis point tightening moves. That's it for the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Have a good weekend, and let's hope for better trading next week.